Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's my favorite blues man, Robert Cray, bringing us back. Get a chance to get one of his albums, you'll like it, I promise you. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me. I'm going to wrap up the hour, just the two of us, and I want to continue the thought on change. You know, I've came up in the marketplace when our technology was pretty much carbon paper and a ballpoint pen. When you were taking orders from customers, you had a carbon form and a ballpoint pen, maybe a pencil. You might have been pencil. Some people use pencils, and you fill out the form and you turn it around to the customer to sign. You said press hard. You're going through seven carbons. The last copy is yours. If you were typing something. You had the whiteout to fix your mistakes, or if you're making copies, you put a piece of carbon paper behind it. So that was when I started, and now here I am today, still out here, you know, with all the new stuff. So I've seen the pretty much from one end of the spectrum to the other, and so back in those days, change didn't move very fast. It wasn't much. Change is not. There's nothing different about change in the last 2,000 years. A computer is just a fancy wheel, right? Electricity is just a harnessed fire. That's all it is, right? It's harnessed energy that we've known about for millennia. So, but there is a difference, and that's in the speed of change. What I call the velocity of change. And that's what's taking our breath away. And small business owners, if you don't know what I'm talking about, answer this. How many of you are feel like you're good at social media? How many of you have a website, for goodness sake? I mean, I'm still talking to people a year later after trying to shame them, specific companies, shame them into getting a website. They still don't have a website. I can't help people like that. You've got to make an effort. But what's happening now is it's not change that's your problem. So don't think things are changing and I can't keep up. It's not change, it's the velocity of change. And because the time between generations of products and capability and innovations, the time from this version to the next version is being compressed. And that's what's taking our breath away. Not the fact that we have a new version, but the fact that instead of having a year to get used to this version, till we have to try out a new version, instead of having a year, you may only have three months. Heck, you may not even have that much. And that's what the challenge is. And so what's the answer? The answer is, how many times have we talked about it here on the show? You have to have an innovative organization. You have to have an organization that is innovative by nature. The culture of your organization has to be innovative. It cannot be hidebound. If you are hidebound, if you fall in love with something, you will not make it. I'm sorry, I didn't say I like it. Sometimes I long for the old days. You know, we actually got stuff done in those days. Believe it or not, you young folks, we actually got stuff done. We made a living. We had success. We grew our businesses. We grew our incomes and made things happen and served customers, and things seemed to work back in those days. Sometimes I am nostalgic for those days. I have to be honest about it. But I don't spend much time there in that nostalgia because I've got to lead my business. I've got to lead my business in a fast changing world. And so try to think about, this is the world we have, this is the marketplace we have, this is the technology, these are the people we have. What are they demanding of you? One of the things that they're demanding of you is that you keep up. And the way, and not only that you keep up as an individual, as the leader, as the founder and the leader, the alpha member of your company, not only that you keep up, but that your organization keeps up. And you know who's requiring that of you? Your customers. If you're on Main Street, if you're a retailer, your consumer customers are requiring this of you. And if you're not keeping up, then you become irrelevant to them. They're not mad at you. They're just going to go away because you're irrelevant to them now. If you're B2B, if your customers are businesses, then they're going to require you to become more and more, increasingly, as we've been doing for the last 20 years, increasingly becoming an integral part, an integrated partner into their business as a vendor for their business to help them serve their customers. More and more, they're going to require you to function at the faster pace. As change happens, they're going to require that more and more of that of you. And you've got to keep up. If you don't, they'll go somewhere else. So there's no way for me to tell you all the different things you need to do. All I can do is try to help you understand the state of mind that you and your company have to have. And that is to be innovative, to always be capable of and of accepting the next version, to not fall in love with any one way of doing things. You heard me say this before. It's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. That's what I'm talking about. So maybe today the thing to do would be to get your folks together and say, hey, folks, would you say we're innovative in this organization? Would you say I'm, as the leader of the company, am I innovative? Am I open to innovation? Am I open to new things? Maybe you should have that kind of a gut check meeting with your team and see what they say. Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.